Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to the Hannah Ashton podcast. I don't know about you guys, but this week went by way quicker for me than last week, which I am always super happy about. So today I am bringing you an interview. We haven't had one on here in a while as I was home for the holidays and just did a lot of solo episodes, but now that we're mid-January, holy cow, I have two amazing girls on the show today. You are absolutely going to love them. You want to stick through this whole episode, I know. Today I have Mackenzie Wilson and Mackenzie Baker, otherwise known as Mac and Kenz, from Delight Ministries. They started their business, Delight Ministries, their sophomore year at Belmont University, where I am currently attending, and they are now working on it full-time. They have written books, gone on tours, and so this episode is just going to give you all the insights on what Delight is if you're at college and you want an amazing group of girls to join and to hang out with every week. Then we're going to tell you how you can get involved in your Delight if you have it on your campus, and just all things Delight, how they run their business, what their days consist of, and also about their upcoming tour, which I am going to. I'm super excited. So let's just go ahead and get straight into the interview. Hey Mac, hey Kenz, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to have you girls on here with me today.
Yay, we're so excited. Thank you for having us.
Of course. So guys, these girls are amazing, first off, as you heard in my little intro. I actually heard about Delight through Instagram my senior year of high school, and it just showed up on my Instagram. I thought, this is awesome. I saw a picture of like donuts and pink, and I was like, I want to do this when I'm in college. And I found out actually through a friend who was also excited to start going to Delight on her campus the following year that it started at Belmont, and I thought, this is awesome. This is amazing. And then I was at an event in Nashville with a friend from Belmont, and Kenz ended up being there to support a speaker she knew there, and so I got introduced to her, and immediately I thought, they have to come on the show and share their story.
Yes! Yay!
And I've never done a podcast with two people at one time, three of us here today, so we're gonna work through it. It'll be good. But I would love for each of you to share your story, going back to maybe middle school or high school years, how you ended up at Belmont, what you studied, and just a little bit more of your personal life.
Perfect. Yes. Well, okay, this is Kenz here. I know we kind of sound similar over the phone. So not only do we sound similar, but then we also have the same name. So it's complicated. But yeah, I'm actually from Los Angeles, California. That's where I grew up and wanted to go somewhere different for college, just like experience a new city for a few years. But always thought I'd move right back because I'm kind of like a Cali girl at heart. I still try to carry my Cali girl accent and not let the South get the best of me. So it's kind of fun. But that's where I grew up. Then went to Belmont. One of my best friends was going there. That's how I heard about it. And got to school and studied everything at first. It took me a long time to figure out what I wanted to do. Ended up studying Christian leadership and wanted to work in a church or do some sort of ministry aspect. And now, of course, ended up at Delight, which we'll share a little bit more about later.
Yeah, okay, so I am Mac, and I am from North Carolina, so the mountains of North Carolina, pretty much opposite of LA. But so I came to Belmont because, like most people who go to Belmont, at first I was really into music, and so I came to study songwriting and did that for about a year and a half, and then realized, okay, I don't think I want to do this anymore. So I ended up changing my major. I seriously walked into like the career counseling office and said, okay, how can I change my major and still graduate on time? And the only major that worked was public relations. So I picked PR. That's what I studied. And it actually ended up really awesome because it's a lot of what I do now with Delight. But yeah, that's me.
Love it. Okay. And then tell us a bit about how you guys met. And I know your website outlines this story so cute, but I would love for you guys to just tell your sides of it.
Yay. Yes, we love the story. We actually love sharing it too because it's pretty hilarious. I can still picture us there. But we met, well, a little bit beyond what's shown on the website, just a little more inside scoop. So Mac and I really first met during like that awkward time over summer break, or like the summer before you go to school, you go to like a weekend long orientation thing. And I was so scared to go to this thing. I'm like, I'm super extroverted, but also a little nervous around people for the first time.
And I was so excited. This was like my time to shine.
Mac is like ready to go. Like usually orientation means there's going to be a lot of group games and like, to me, really awkward moments, but she was ready to go. And we were in this like game circle, like that first night we were there. We ended up just happened to be in the same game circle. We were playing Mafia or something like that. And I was just sitting there quietly in this circle, like trying not to participate or be like, have the spotlight. And there's Mac, like literally ruling this game circle. And I'm just like totally judging her. I'm like, who is this like really loud girl? So when our parents, so what you see on the website is we met during the first week of freshman year in the cafeteria. Her mom overheard my mom call me Mackenzie and then basically forced us to meet because we had the same name. And she walked over and I was like, I know you. You're the one in the game circle.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, that's when we first met. We didn't hang out much freshman year. You know, freshman year is a weird year where you're like scrambling to find your best friends and you often just don't really settle into those friendships until later on. So that's kind of what happened. We had a lot of mutual friends that first year. And so we ended up getting dinner together because people told us we should get dinner together because we were a lot alike. And over that dinner conversation, we just talked about like the real moments through this first year, the hard moments, the ups and downs. And it was just one of the first conversations I had with somebody in college that felt where I felt like known and loved and could talk about really honest things, which was really sweet. So that's kind of like the beginning of a long relationship, friendship. Friendship.
Yes. Some days it feels like a marriage, but yes.
Aww, I love that because I just went through that awkward summer orientation with my friend from home. And yeah, I can relate there. Yeah, that is just a crazy weekend in the summer. And then you get to school and you're like, okay, it's not always going to be like this.
Yes, it's so true. It's like summer camp and then suddenly it becomes a little bit more normal.
Yes, for sure. So then you guys went, I'm sure, your separate ways that summer and then came back the following year. And so how did Delight start?
Yeah, so that dinner that Ken's talked about was, it was actually the very last night of freshman year. And so we kind of exchanged numbers that night. And I remember like really vividly Ken's texting me throughout the summer because she was in Alaska for the summer and I went home and worked as a waitress. And she texted me like two or three times over the summer, just like really intentional, encouraging text. And so when we got back sophomore year, I, over that summer, just really felt like God put it on my heart to want to start a Bible study for college girls, just for freshmen, because I remember how lonely I felt that year and just was thinking, you know, if I would have had a community that really was encouraging me in my walk with the Lord, like it would have made all the difference. And so got back, Ken's and I went to church together like one of the first couple of weeks, and I asked her in the car ride home, I was like, hey, do you want to start a Bible study with me? And her and another friend, and so we decided to start a Bible study. And we honestly thought that's all that it was going to be. We thought it'd be, you know, maybe 10 or 15 girls in a coffee shop every single week. And before we started, the three of us who were going to start it got together and in our little campus prayer chapel at the bottom of the bell tower. And we just started kind of to dream and pray and envision what this could look like at our school. And it was really cool. I'm so glad like we started that way because I really think it made all the difference. And then we went to Lifeway Bookstore and we spent hours looking for like the cutest book we could possibly find. We really wanted a cute cover. We thought that was going to make or break our Bible study. A lot of depth we had in our sophomore year of college. But we picked this book called Duty or Delight. And then a couple of days later,
I ran into Ken's on campus, and she walks up to me and she's like, oh my goodness, in her Valley Girl accent. Oh my goodness, I've invited so many people to Delight. And I'm like, Delight? What is Delight? And she's like, oh, that's what I've been calling it. And so that's where our name Delight came from. And pretty soon we started on our campus, and it was just so cool because from the beginning, you could just tell God was doing something really special with it.
Yeah, I mean, it started as this small meeting, like you said, in the bell tower here, which I know is not that big. And now you're going across the country and it's spread so amazing. So yeah, for sure, you can tell God was with you right there in that bookstore at the beginning and showed you that book, I'm sure, which I love. So I had my first Delight gathering. I actually went to one where it was partnered with Lipscomb, and it was just a night of worship, and it was phenomenal. Loved the vibe there. But for a girl who has Delight on her campus but doesn't really know what to expect, or maybe she's a little bit more introverted and doesn't know what she would be getting into by joining, what can she expect?
Yes, that's a good question and something we love to talk about. So Delight is really intended to be a space where you can walk into and just feel safe and known. And because college is just crazy, and there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of comparison, and there's a lot of change and loneliness and things like that. And so we wanted Delight to be a place where you could walk in and meet your best friends, like have friendships that are really deep, and have open, honest, vulnerable conversations. And so what makes that happen is we actually have curriculum in Delight. So we have like a series that you essentially walk through, but it's each book is a compilation of stories of different college women. So it's like real things that college girls have gone through. Usually it's like hard things they've gone through. Like maybe they've dealt with just like really hard, like homesickness, or maybe they've feel super lonely, even though they have a lot of people and friends around them, they just feel lonely. Or maybe they've dealt with an eating disorder in their body image or comparison, just like so many things that we go through, these real moments. And that's what's kind of talked about in the book. And so what's cool is each story just opens up for this and just basically swings the door open for that same conversation to happen. So anybody else who's going through those things have this space to be like, me too, like that's what I'm going through right now. And there is so much power in sharing those things. Like so often those heavy things weigh us down. We don't even know it, but we're walking around day to day with just like this weight, this heaviness, feeling like we're the only one going through it. We are holding it in our own hands instead of giving it to the Lord. We're holding it to ourselves and keeping it quiet when we could just share it with people and feel so much freedom through doing that. And so we want Delight to be a place where there's freedom and conversation. You feel known, you feel loved, you don't feel alone. And that's kind of what it's all about. And because of that, you also, because like the conversation's so real, you just establish like so much more depth in your friendships. Like you're not just talking about like just boys or just talking about like classes. You're talking about like actual things. So friendships go really deep. So when you say anybody who feels like, who's like more introverted or scared to go, they should go, because this is like totally a place for them, I think.
Yeah. So good. So good. So when did you guys decide that, did you decide before you graduated or after you graduated that you wanted to work on Delight full time or change your career perspectives? Like how did that all go in your head? Like when it started to grow or early on, how did that go?
Yeah, I think that we, from pretty early on when we decided to start spreading Delight to other campuses, we kind of had this dream of, oh my goodness, like what if this could be like our job one day? What if we could really commit our lives to this? But of course that seemed so just unreachable and so like something that could never happen. But Ken's and I are pretty known for having these like big serious conversations that come out of the blue. And so senior year, we lived together in this house, and she sat me down at the kitchen table and she's like, okay, Matt, we have to have a serious conversation, like take this so seriously. And she just looked at me and she said, okay, like are we gonna do this? Are we gonna commit our whole lives to this? Is this gonna be like our purpose, our passion, and our mission? Or is this just a fun thing that we did in college? And both of us were pretty sure pretty quickly that like this is what we really felt called to do. And so I think in that moment, just making that decision, we started to just kind of set that as our goal, not knowing how that was going to happen at all. And then Christmas break senior year, she and I took a little cabin retreat together. We rented a cabin in the mountains. It was pretty funny. And we go on this cabin a little weekend, and it was so funny. We actually had our biggest fight we've ever gotten in at that cabin. And we were both like so distraught and so sad about that. But then we got this call from a donor who basically told us that they wanted to fully support our first year so that we could do this full time and really like jump all in. And that was just like the biggest answer to prayer ever, because suddenly this dream that seemed so out of reach became something that like we could reach out and touch. And I really believe like God is serious. Like when I say like God has opened every door, he really has. And we've just kind of been walking through them as they've opened. And there's been a lot of hard work and a lot of sacrifice along the way. But I think that was like a really defining moment so that when we graduated, we were able to jump in full time.
Yes, I've heard so many testimonies of other entrepreneurs. Recently at Belmont, we had the CEO of Altered State, and he said that he really felt like God put it on his heart for this to be his dream and to pursue, you know, creating a Christian clothing store. And the big problem was money starting out. He didn't have enough funds. And then God just provided that, which seemed random, but it was definitely planned. And it's just great to hear another story of the financial things, which so many of us stress over, being taken care of if it's our true purpose.
Yes, it's so true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was delayed in that thought. I was like, should I say this or not? But I think what's cool about that story too is that there was something about committing before not even having that financial support, you know. And I think so often we don't commit, but we expect God to provide. And so I think that was the order of that, of us having that conversation over the table of like, we're doing this. Like, we already know, like, we already are setting our feet on this like solid ground. We know that God's going to provide like 100% faith. And then you walk forward and then like, of course he gives, like he gives those faithful, trusting hearts, but it's like that commitment that has to happen first.
Mm, yeah. So good. How many years have you guys been working for Delight now?
Yes. Okay. So I think I feel like we always get the number wrong, but I want to say 7. Is that right? 7 yeah. years. Oh, working full time. It's been about 3.5 years, but then of course we did it in college as well.
Right. Right.
Like, years full time. Yeah.
Okay. So I'd love to hear a little bit about the business aspects. Like, do you guys have an office you go to every day, or do you work from home? Just your role as entrepreneurs in the company. Like, do you have specific tasks for each other? Do you have a team? Kind of what your work outline looks like.
Yes. Yeah. So we do. We have an office, and it's been so funny because I feel like the word office makes you sound cool and glamorous, but honestly, if you would have seen our first office, it was not cool and glamorous in the slightest. But over the years, we now have just a beautiful space that we get to work out of, which is really cool because we have a team beyond just ourselves. But kind of in the beginning, we really had to kind of define our roles because we stepped into this dream together. And so it was kind of difficult too, because at first, I think when you start something, you're super protective of everything, and there can even be some comparison that gets in the way, but I feel like God really kind of laid out a clear path for us. So my role in Delight for still today, honestly, is I do all of our creative and curriculum. So all of the pink things you see, all of the books that you see, all of the design, things like that, that's all me. Kenz and I collaborate on some things, like we have a new book coming out. Like, we wrote that book together, but a lot of the everyday things are kind of what I'm creating. So creating all of the tools that people use and then making them look pretty.
Yes. And then I oversee all of our chapters. So like whenever a chapter is starting, even just sustaining our chapters, I oversee. So like Mac mentioned, we have other people beyond us. A big part of that is we have regional directors who live across the country. and work for Delight, and they oversee all of our leaders on campuses. And so, and then we also have a chapter development person on staff here at the headquarters that oversees them. So basically I oversee all of that, and I love it. I love working with people and leaders, and it's really fitting, I think, for both of our personalities. Mac is much more of a creative, strategic thinker, and much more of like a people-centered, I don't even know.
Yes,
we have different roles for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, like you said, working with a business partner, because, you know, you want to play to your strengths, just like you said. And then for people listening, could you just explain what a chapter is in Delight and how many you have now across the country?
Yes. I was thinking about that. We haven't even really shared much of that. But yeah, so over the last basically 3.5 years since we've graduated, we've grown from about 10 campuses to, we just launched this spring semester on 140 universities, which is incredible. And we have about 520 something leaders that spend all their time in college doing Delight and just taking such ownership of it and growing in that area. Yes. Did I answer the question? Is that all you asked?
Oh, yes.
Like today. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's so awesome. Congratulations. Like, that's amazing to hear. Yes. So your next path I've seen you guys taking is your For the Girl tour. And I am currently working through your first For the Girl book, but I'd love to hear about why you guys decided to take Delight on tour, what it looked like in the past, and we'll get into your upcoming one too.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love that you're reading that book. That's awesome. But yeah, okay. So For the Girl, we're so excited about it. Last year was our first time doing the tour. And I guess it all starts with, so we have this book, For the Girl, the one that you mentioned reading, that is all about dating and relationships. So it's stories and devotionals on dating. And what we found was, it's really funny, in the beginning of Delight, we purposely decided not to be the ministry that only talked about boys, the women's ministry that only talked about boys, just because we found that can kind of just breed a lot of comparison and can, I don't know, we just wanted to go deeper than that. But pretty quickly we realized that this is something that obviously college girls care about and are trying to like maneuver through the murky waters of how do you date and pursue this in college. And so we wanted to come out with a really specific resource for that. And so we came out with this book, For the Girl. And For the Girl is 10 stories that relate to specific girls, maybe where they're at when it comes to dating relationships in college. So some of the chapters are, you know, for the girl who's in a new relationship, for the girl who's struggling with sexual sin, for the girl who just had her heart broken, for the girl who is restless in her singleness, and all of these things. And it's real girl stories. And then we have devotionals that walk you through, if that's where you are, like, where might God be speaking to you in the midst of that? And that book has just been crazy successful. Everybody has loved it. We've gotten story after story of how it's just impacted people's lives. And so we thought, okay, what else can we do with this book and this momentum and this excitement around this? And so last year we took the book on tour and did 5 events across the country where we had like a panel on relationships and dating. We worshiped together. We prayed together. And they were just really impactful nights. And so this year we thought, okay, we're doing it again. And so this is basically For the Girl Tour 2.0. So things are going to look a little different, but we're going to 8 different schools around the country and having a night once again of just worship and encouragement. We're going to do a panel. This time the panel is going to be with guys. So we're bringing guys with us this time. And then I'm going to be speaking. Ken's is going to be like leading a prayer thing. We're bringing a couple friends who are an amazing worship leaders. And then we're also bringing our new book called How to Prepare for Your Future Love Story, which is basically the For the Girl workbook, which really walks you through how do you stop obsessing over relationships and looking for a relationship and instead truly start preparing your heart by giving your heart to the Lord. And so we're really excited about that. And that's going to be a part of tour as well.
I am so excited. I'm going to the Tennessee Tech location in February. Yay. And yeah, I told my roommates about it. Like, we're all going to pile in, go on a road trip there. And yeah, I think that is so amazing. I recently did an in-person event on a smaller scale. It was just like one day, a few hours, but it's crazy how different it is meeting your following to in person rather than just online. Did you guys find that too when you were traveling all across, you know, the country at these different locations rather than just seeing the Girls of Delight in Nashville?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So cool. You know, so often, I know you probably get this too. You're just behind the computer creating like random things. Sometimes you're like, what am I even doing right now? Is this even important? But yeah, to be like on campuses, we are just the coolest. Like, you get to see it all in real life and hear the stories of how like something has impacted that person. And it could have been the smallest thing that you can't even remember, but then they bring it up and you just remember how God has been at work the whole time. It's so, so fun. And we just love hanging out with a bunch of girls. So it's especially Mac. There's another game circle, which we haven't done. We need to. She would be killing it now.
Yes. I'm like, take me to all, I'm total girls girl. So I'm like, take me to all the girls. I come alive. I'm like, too much energy, too much hype. So we love it.
And you guys also created a quiz recently, launched just this week, to go along with your new book, right?
Yes. You took the quiz, didn't you?
I did. I am mostly percent independent, which wasn't a surprise. But yeah, since we have a little bit of time, would you guys mind going through why you decided to create a virtual quiz and what girls can get from it if they go to your website and take it now?
Yes, totally. So we love this. It's hilarious. When we were creating the book, we were like, we really wanted to create some like fun elements of it where people could like see themselves in the book and then also like really interact with it. And we were like, we should create a quiz. And that's what we did. So the quiz helps you, or like it helps you figure out what type of dating personality you have. So there's six different types. There's the committed, the cautious, the independent, the romantic, the flirt, and the rescuer. Gosh, it's hard. Mac really can like list them all off, but I really struggle with that. Anyways, they're really, really, it's really interesting. So each one, when you take the quiz, you figure out which type you are, and then once you purchase the book, you can see like full profiles of each type. So it includes like what types of like tendencies you have while dating, like what you would tend to do, which helps you kind of discern how to, I guess, improve your dating life, which is exciting. And then also kind of like depicts like what your biggest desires are, what your biggest fears are, what you're like in a relationship, what you're like in your singleness. It's really insightful. And I think so often there's just not much language around like dating and how you're supposed to go about it, especially in like in the Christian world and a faith-based setting. It's really hard to discern. And so the book and the types do a really good job of that. It's really fun. I think everybody's going to love it.
Yeah. Yes, it's so fun. So guys, check out their website, which will be linked in the show notes. And also there you can figure out if your local campus has a chapter and how can girls get involved? I might as well just ask you guys, how can girls get involved if they want to start a chapter of Delight?
Yes, that's one of our favorite questions. Like, seriously, starting a Delight chapter on your campus, if we don't have one on your campus, is like one of the best ways to spend your 4 years in college. So you can find out more information about starting a Delight chapter on your campus by going to our website. And if you go to the Get Involved tab, there is a little section that says Start a Delight. And you just fill out a form there, and then you'll hear from us very soon. And we'll talk with you just about all the details and what it would look like to bring Delight to your campus.
Perfect. So my last question for you guys is nothing to do with Delight, but when you both aren't working, what do you guys love to do?
Oh, so fun. I love hanging out with friends, girlfriends, going out to dinner is like my favorite thing ever. We're both pretty big foodies, and there's a lot of good Nashville restaurants that we like
like to go to. So we do a lot of eating and hanging out with girlfriends. I also love running. I'm a big runner. So I spend a lot of mornings running, my weekends running, and it's pretty exciting. Not everybody loves it, but I love it.
She does. She's a great runner. Okay, so for me, what I like to do for fun, same. Like, I feel like if I'm not working, I'm usually doing like one of three things. I'm usually either with friends, grabbing dinner, things like that. I have a dog. Kent has a dog too. We both got dogs within the last year. And so doing anything with her, going to the dog park, taking her for walks, anything like that. Her name's Rosie. She's so cute. And then thirdly, I box. So I love to go to boxing. That's my third thing. And like, I do have a lot of energy, so it helps me like keep that channeled in a good way. Those are mine.
That is so cool. One of my sweet mates just started kickboxing and I really want to try it.
Yeah, you got it. It's so fun.
Oh, yay. Well, thank you gals so much for talking with me out of your busy day. I know my listeners are going to love this episode. And again, guys, there's so many resources on their website. Go to a tour, grab a book, grab some merch. And yeah, you can find that all out in the show notes. So thank you guys again.
Yes, thank you, Hannah. We love what you do. Can we just praise you for a second and say what you're doing is so amazing? And I know that you're just such almost like a big sister for so many girls out there. So thank you for what you do and thanks for letting us be a part.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. Yay for that episode. Again, I am so happy to get to know these girls and get to follow their amazing journey with their business and get to be a part of Delight myself. Like I said, I'm going to the Tennessee Tech tour date and I can't wait. So if any of you are there, definitely say hi. We'll get a picture. We'll sit together, whatever you're feeling. But before I sign off, guys, I have one more request for you, and that is to fill out a quick survey I have. You definitely don't have to, but if you feel obliged, it's going to take you less than 3 minutes. It's seriously a few questions. You don't even have to put your name, and it is just going to help out this show immensely. It is going to help us actually get our first sponsorship, which maybe you're excited for that like me, or maybe you're not. And if you're not, that's okay. I understand. My podcast has been with no sponsors for forever, since the whole time I've had it. But now I think it's time for me to start going in a direction that will really help out the show, help us get more listeners and get awesome interviewees. And I'm really excited. And of course, it'll be a sponsor that really resonates with me, that I use, that I love, that I know you guys will too. So if you have the time right now, if you're on your phone, the link will be in the show notes, so you can copy and paste that into your browser and take it. And I will be so ever thankful. Okay, love you guys so much. Bye. See you next week.